Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. In the NBA, we're back with another four-game main slate. With three set to tip off before 7 p.m. Eastern, we've once again got less games to deal with in the evening. Cleveland and Washington start at 7, while Sacramento and Golden State conclude things at 10 p.m. The Bucks-Hawks game and Magic-Pacers game are the two games in between. Colin Sexton is out Sunday with a concussion. In his absence, Darius Garland will likely see a usage bump, while Matthew Dellavedova could get more minutes. Rui Hachimura is set to miss his fourth consecutive game due to a knee injury. Look for both Anthony Gill and Davis Bertans to benefit. Trae Young missed Friday's contest against Miami with an ankle injury, and he is out again today. Brandon Goodwin and Lou Williams could make for interesting value plays. De'Aaron Fox had been on a tear lately, but will unfortunately be forced to miss the next 10 to 14 days due to the league's health and safety protocols. In his absence, Tyrese Haliburton and DeLon Wright should benefit. For elite players, there are three superstars to choose from in Russell Westbrook, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Steph Curry. Westbrook has been killing it as of late, most recently putting up 71.8 DraftKings points against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's scored 60 or more fantasy points in five of his last seven outings. Even at his salary, Westbrook is the safest bet of these choices. Tyrese Haliburton is one key value player to consider. Haliburton will start at point guard for Sacramento with De'Aaron Fox sidelined and gets a matchup with the high-flying Golden State Warriors. The rookie is averaging 1.1 DraftKings points per minute with Fox off the floor. Haliburton should see more assists in general and have the ball in his hands a lot more. In Major League Baseball, it's an interesting slate with few true aces taking the mound, but plenty of pitchers who have proven to be effective. Brandon Woodruff in particular jumps out as a safe option worth paying up for, but there's also Eduardo Rodriguez. The matchup for Rodriguez is appealing as the Mariners only have a 291 WOBA and a 91 WRC plus against southpaws this season. Rodriguez himself has been excellent, racking up an impressive 18-2 strikeout to walk ratio. He also faced 22 batters in his last outing, an increase over those first two starts of the campaign. One top hitter to pay for is Nelson Cruz. He'll draw a matchup against Will Crow, who has surrendered 12 earned runs across 9 innings of work in the last two seasons. One bargain bat is Colton Wong. He has hit well since returning from the injured list, so he appears to be fully healthy. He's also retaken the leadoff spot and draws a matchup against Jake Arrieta, one of the most hittable pitchers on the slate. Add in the fact that Wong can get things done with both his legs and his bat, the salary is too low to pass up. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.